Early Sunday morning, we'll be setting our clocks ahead 1 hour. Yes, daylight savings time is back again. Our early mornings will be darker. Our late afternoons will be lighter. Earlier this month, a bill in the Washington State Legislature would have abolished daylight saving time, but it failed to move forward. However, a similar bill in Alaska is alive and well. Alaska's vast landscape makes regulating time and daylight hours tricky. That's why lawmakers don't want to just abolish daylight saving. They want to adjust Alaska's time zones. Alexandra Gutierrez is the state government reporter for Alaska Public Radio. She told Marcy Silman Alaska has a history of manipulating time.
Prior to 1983, we were actually separated into four time zones, with the eastern part of the state being on the same time zone as Washington, Oregon, California, just on general Pacific time. There was one small community on Yukon time, then there was Alaska time, and then there were parts of the Aleutian Islands that were essentially on Hawaiian time. That made it really difficult to do business in the state. We all consolidated. But in the process, you now have a massive state that's really just on one time zone. So there are parts of the state where in wintertime, the sun will rise at 8 a.m. and in other parts, it'll rise, you know, closer to 10:30, even though they're on the same latitude. Wow. So this drives people crazy. There's really no solution to it. But one person's idea is to get rid of daylight savings time completely, which, you know, they say is better for productivity, less disruptive to people's schedules, and gives some parts of the state more morning hours for daylight.
Hmm. And are they also talking about dividing the state up into different time zones again, or would they leave it intact, just get rid of daylight saving time?
Well, the original bill was just to get rid of daylight savings time, which would make it so that Alaska was 4 hours behind the East Coast during the wintertime, but then 5 hours behind the East Coast during the summertime. This isn't totally amenable to the eastern part of the state, because it would basically just take away hours of evening light. So you have cruise ship operators, you have seaplane operators that have their summer tourist schedules ready, and they would essentially lose an hour of basically making money. And then you have people who do business with the East Coast, whether it's, you know, governmental business or business having to do with the markets, who are saying, hey, you know, if we were to wake up when Wall Street opened, we would have to go to bed at 7 p.m. every night, which they're not very happy about. So in talking about daylight savings time, this has upset one specific region of the state that now has suggested maybe breaking off.
Breaking off from Alaska?
No, breaking off from Alaska time, essentially. No.
Okay.
No independent state of Southeast here.
And so breaking off, meaning it would go on what, the same Pacific time, the time zone mm-hmm. that Seattle is? Ah.
Right. So you would end up with, you know, the capital of Juneau being on the same time zone as Seattle, which some people would say would make it harder to do business with the rest of Alaska, but it would make the hours of the day a little bit more normal in Juneau.
Wow. So if this bill passed, what actually, realistically or practically, would this mean for Alaskans?
Well, the only thing it immediately does is exempt Alaska from daylight savings time. You can't unilaterally change your time zone situation. You have to petition the United States Department of Transportation for them to change your time zone. And they have to look at how this would affect commerce in the state, how it would affect commerce with the rest of the country. So it's not necessarily a guarantee that it would divide Alaska time zone wise. Hmm. Now, the person who's backing the bill is a fairly powerful state senator. She's in charge of the Senate's Finance Committee. So it's moved very quickly in the Senate. However, there are some obstacles for it to actually get through the legislature entirely. There have been similar bills introduced in the past, and I think my favorite story about one is that it was advancing very quickly, and then the Speaker of the House learned that it would change the Sunday kickoff time for NFL games from 9 a.m. in Alaska for 2 months of the year to 8 a.m., and immediately the bill stopped in its tracks.
Well, we got to look at what's important here. I'm talking with Alexandra Gutierrez, who is a state government reporter for Alaska Public Radio. So it's got a powerful supporter, this bill. What are the main arguments against it right now?
Well, you're just never going to make anyone happy when it comes to Alaska's timing situation. We are too disconnected from the rest of the country. We are too spread out. If you want to do business within the state, you have to make sacrifices of basically being on one time zone. But that means you're going to have weird hours. You're going to have some parts of the state where the sun rises really early and other parts where it rises really late. And when you add the fact that we have such extremes when it comes to daylight in the summer and the winter, it just makes things even more complicated. So it's, even if this bill passes, you're not going to have everyone satisfied. And I don't think that this would be the last bill to affect timing issues in the state that will be introduced, whether it passes or not.
That's Alexander Gutierrez, state government reporter for Alaska Public Radio. She said that although this time around the daylight saving bill has a lot of powerful support in the Senate, it still might not make it past the governor's desk. Regardless, here in Washington State, you got to set your clock ahead early Sunday morning. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.